From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says world leaders meeting in Italy have made a good start in their battle against global warming. But Mr. Obama acknowledged that tough challenges remain. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
After chairing a meeting of rich industrial countries and developing nations, Mr. Obama said they'd all have to work together to curb global warming. While the meeting did not produce a firm goal for cutting developing countries' greenhouse gas emissions, Mr. Obama said they'll keep negotiating, and he promised the U.S. would play a leading role.
And I know that in the past, the United States has sometimes fallen short of meeting our responsibilities. So let me be clear, those days are over.
Industrial countries agreed to cut their carbon emissions by 80% over the next four decades. They're also exploring ways to provide financial support to help developing countries cut theirs. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Rome.
Illinois Democrat Roland Burris says he will not seek a full term in the U.S. Senate, according to party officials. Burris was appointed by then-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to fill the seat vacated by Barack Obama. The appointment was made after Blagojevich was arrested on corruption charges, including allegations that he tried to sell the seat. Burris's term expires next year. The witness list for Judge Sonia Sotomayor's confirmation hearings includes a white firefighter whose reverse discrimination case went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court nominee against him. The NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
There are about 30 witnesses scheduled to testify next week. Roughly half are on the Democratic side. They'll defend Judge Sotomayor. The other half are witnesses for the Republicans. They'll question Sotomayor's record and her judicial philosophy. The Republican list includes firefighter Frank Ritchie. He sued New Haven, Connecticut, after the city scrapped a promotion test when too few minorities scored highly enough to qualify. Ritchie, who's white, called it reverse discrimination. Sotomayor disagreed as an appeals court judge. Last month, the Supreme Court overturned her ruling and sided with Ritchie. Democratic witnesses include former FBI Director Louis Freeh and New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The hearings start Monday morning. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Iranian police fired tear gas and shots into the air to break up mass demonstrations in the capital, Tehran, today. Witnesses say hundreds of protesters marched toward the gates of Tehran University. One crowd reportedly shouted death to the dictator. The Iranian government had warned against any new protests and shut down mobile phone services in the capital. Similar protests were held last month by supporters of opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi. They were angered by official election results showing a landslide victory for incumbent President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 4 points to close at 8183. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 5 points to close at 1752. This is NPR News. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius says the government is devoting billions of dollars to prepare for a resurgence of swine flu. States and local governments would get money for a mass vaccination campaign and other programs. NPR's Brenda Wilson has more.
The HHS secretary says there will only be a limited supply of vaccine at first. Some should be ready by mid-October. The government is currently deciding in what order to vaccinate targeted populations. Priority groups would include young people, non-elderly people with underlying health conditions, pregnant women, and healthcare and emergency workers who are likely to come in contact with the virus. In the meantime, Sebelius urged state and local officials and Native American health officials to begin thinking of potential vaccine sites. State and local governments will be getting $260 million in preparedness grants and hospitals $90 million to prepare for a surge of seasonal and pandemic flu patients. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Around 200,000 California state workers will stay home tomorrow on the first of three monthly furlough days. The shutdowns are part of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's plan to reduce state costs. The closures are expected to save the state more than $1.7 billion through July 2010. State employees will lose about 14% of their income. California has a $26 billion budget deficit. Prisons, hospitals, the California Highway Patrol, and state firefighters will continue to operate around the clock, and people can still go to state parks and wildlife areas. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.